Jai, your mother? You want to have my glasses? Oh, okay. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aksaram Brahma Paramam. Svabhavo Jatmam Aushushate. Bhutabhavo Bhavakaro. Jai, Visarga Karma Samnitaha. Anybody else want to try? Prabhu, please, don't be shy. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aksaram Brahma Paramam. Svabhavo Jatma Mushyate. Bhuta Bhava Bhavo Karo. Visa Garma Samyitaha. Next one. The guest. Yeah, please. We'd like to hear from you. Sri Bhagavan. Bhagavan Uvacha. Aksaram Brahma Paramam. Svabhavo Jatva Mucchate. Bhuta Bhava Bhavo Karo. Jai, Visarga Karma Samnitaha. It's okay. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aksaram Brahma Paramam. Svabhavo Jatma Mucchate. Bhuta Bhavo Bhavakaro. Visarga Karma Samnita. Haribo. Do you know why we are singing this verse? Because these verses are prayers. And they are very much purifying our heart. Thus when we are trying to sing them or to read them, then Krishna is extremely pleased with us. Because that means that we try to come close to him. And we are already very close because God is in our heart. This is when we are singing these prayers, we are awakening our love for God. This, that's why Prabhupada was introducing this, that we are singing this verse and that we try to contact with God in the heart. God or Krishna is the same. Eh? Okay, now we do the word for word translation. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Aksaram, indestructible. Brahma, Brahma. Paramam, transcendental. Svabhavaha, eternal nature. Atyatmam, the self. Ushyate, is called. Bhuta Bhava Ubhavakaraha, producing the material bodies of the living entities. Visagarha, creation. Karma, fruitive activities. Samnitaha is called the purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the indestructible transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and His eternal nature is called Ajatma, the Self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruitive activities. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the indestructible transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the Self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruitive activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Brahman is indestructible and eternally existing, and his constitution is not changed at any time. But beyond Brahman, there is Parabrahman. Brahman refers to the living entity, and Parabrahman refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The constitutional position of the living entity is different from the position he takes in the material world. In material consciousness, his nature is to try to be the lord of matter. But in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, his position is to serve the Supreme. When the living entity is in material consciousness, he has to take on various bodies in the material world, and that's called karma, or varied creation by the force of material consciousness. In Vedic literature, the living entity is called Jivatma and Brahman, but he is never called Parabrahman. The living entity, Jivatma, takes different positions. Sometimes he merges into the dark material nature and identifies himself with matter. And sometimes he identifies himself with the superior spiritual nature. Therefore, he is called the Supreme Lord's marginal energy. According to his identification with material spiritual nature, he receives a material or spiritual body. In material nature, he may take a body from any of the 8,400,000 species of life. But in spiritual nature, he has only one body. In material nature, he is manifested sometimes as a man, a demigod, an animal, a beast, a bird, etc., according to his karma. To attain materially heavenly planets and enjoy their facilities, he sometimes performs sacrifices, yajñas. But when his merit is exhausted, he returns to earth again in the form of a man. This process is called karma. The Chandodokya Upanishad describes the Vedic sacrifice process on the sacrifice altar. Five kinds of offerings are made into five kinds of fire. The five kinds of fire are conceived of as an heavenly planets, clouds, the earth, man and woman, and the five kinds of sacrificial offerings are fate, the enjoyer, or air, enjoyer on the moon, rain, grains, and semen. In the process of sacrifice, the living entity makes specific sacrifices to attain specific heavenly planets and consequently reaches them. When the merit of sacrifice is exhausted, the living entity descends to earth in the form of rain and takes on the form of grains, and the grains are eaten by man and transformed into semen, which impregnate a woman. And thus the living entity once again attains the human form to perform sacrifices and to repeat the same circle. In this way, the living entity perpetually comes and goes on the material path. The Krishna consciousness person, however, avoids such sacrifices. He takes directly to Krishna consciousness and thereby prepares himself to return to Godhead. Impersonalist commentators on the Bhagavad Gita unreasonably assume that Brahman takes the form of Jiva in the material world, and to substantiate this, they refer to chapter 15, verse 7 of the Gita. But in this verse, the Lord also speaks of the living entity as an eternal fragment of myself. The fragment of God, the living entity, may fall down into the material world, but the spiritual Lord, Ashuta, never falls down. Therefore, his assumption that the Supreme Brahman assumes the form, however, the form of Jiva is not acceptable. It is important to remember that the Vedic literature, Brahman, the living entity, is distinguished from Para-Brahman, the Supreme Lord. It's a very long purport, but I will go over a little bit, especially what Prabhupada is mentioned in this purport. Srila Prabhupada immediately already in the purport, he is making it very clear, the living entity, the Jiva, is Brahman. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Para-Brahman. He said many times we are acting as a god or as a controller, but we are not the Lord. We are a servant of the Lord. And we are Brahman. And only the Lord, the Allerhost, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Para-Brahman. And it is very clear in this verse. We are not God, we are not becoming God, and we never were God. There is only one God, and that is Krishna. One of his names is Krishna, but we can also mention him God and speak about the same. In different religious traditions, they call him God, they call him Allah, they call him Yahweh, or so many other names, but one of his names is also Krishna, and Krishna means the all-attractive, because he is in the heart of every living entity, and because of that, all living beings, animals, beasts, men, women, we are attractive to God, because God is in the heart. And because God is in the heart of every living entity, we are all looking for pleasure in this material world. Every one of us want to be happy, want to be loved, want to have pleasure in life. Because this pleasure, these feelings are already in our constitution. Because we are pleasure seeking in this material world, but it is the wrong place. Helaas. Srila Prabhupada is explaining, this world is not a place for a gentleman. Because in this material world, we go through all kinds of different stages. We take birth, we grow up, we become a little older, and then we have to die. But actually, the soul is never dying. The soul is eternal. And today, there was a guided tour, and I was in the museum upstairs, and people were asking of the devotees are also dying. And I was explaining to them that actually nobody is dying. What is dying is this material body. Because when we are dying, between brackets, we say he is gone. But what is gone? And that is the soul. When the soul leaves the body, then this material body becomes useless. And it is buried or burned or thrown in the water or whatever. But the soul is eternal. It's not going to die. And after we leave this body, we have to take another body. And that is what Prabhupada is explaining in this purport today. He said there are 8,400,000 different species of life. Sometimes people asking, how do we know that there are so many? Did you count them? I said, no, I don't have to count them. But God knows what he create and sent to this world. He knows exactly every living entity. And he also knows how many are there. 8,400,000 different species of life. We have the choice to what kind of body we are going in. All the way we are living our life, the material nature will create a material body for us. And sometimes it is a man, sometimes you are a woman, sometimes a cat, sometimes a dog, sometimes a demigod. Different levels we can go, we fall down, and again, we try again to enjoy in this material world and to rule over others and to become God. That's actually the goal of many people. That's why we are very much in control of others. And that is already a sign that we want to be the Lord. But we will never become the Lord. We can just give up this useless taste and just try to surrender. To surrender to God and try to serve him. Service is also very, very natural for every living entity. Every living entity wants to serve somebody else because it gives so much satisfaction to do some service or to please someone. That gives so much pleasure. It gives much more pleasure to serve others than to be served. But still, it has to be on both sides. I was just talking with one lady a few days ago, and she said, I find it very difficult when people are serving me or giving me something. She said, I always want to give. I said, that I know, because I visit her already for many years, and she always wants to give and give and give. She's a very giving person. And I was explaining to her that we also have to learn in our life to receive and to be grateful. Because when we are not grateful, when somebody else wants to give us something, that means that we are withholding the pleasure of that person from giving. When I say, no, 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 I don't need, no, 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 that's not nice. Because then I don't give that person the possibility to have that experience to give something to somebody else. And when I said, no, 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 I don't need it, you shouldn't have done that, that's not nice. We know in our heart maybe we don't deserve it, but still we have to learn to be grateful because Krishna, God, is inspiring this person to give us something. And when we say, no, 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 that's not so nice. And then also it is more in balance. We can give and we are grateful to receive. And that is nice. That is a loving exchange what we have with other people. And that's very important. Very important. And Srila Prabhupada is here is explaining all these living entities are coming to this world like a yo-yo. We go up and we go down and we go up and we go down. And every time another womb is waiting for us to go in and to start another life. Many people don't believe in reincarnation. They hope that when they die that it is finished. But that's not the case. That's not the case. Many people think like that. When you give a guidance tour, they hope that it is finished after this lifetime. But it is not the case. And when we explaining that they have to come back, and that it is not yet finished, they are afraid. And afraid for death means that people are afraid what is coming after death. When you have the idea there is nothing after death, that gives some peace of mind. Okay, I don't have to be in anxiety, there is nothing after. Now I have to enjoy and do what I want and don't take any consideration on anybody, and what I need I take. And when they are leaving the body and they have to go in another womb again, they are very frustrated. How wonder when the baby comes out of the womb, the first thing he does is crying severely. He's crying because he has to start another life. And he didn't want it. He thought that it was the last time, but he has to start over and over again. And some babies crying for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, they call it cry babies. And it's really terrible. Because they didn't want to go through this world, but they are forced by the material nature because they are not yet finished. When we are not willing or able to serve the Lord, then we are forced to take another body. And we have to come again and again and again. And some of the people have some experience. I myself have some experience. And of course, I know I had many births already. But in this lifetime, I had a near-death experience. And that means also that you have to live a little longer than you were expecting. Dus, But okay, on the other side, we can be very grateful also that it was not finished when I was 36. I am now 70 years old. I have a few years more to go, I think. And I was happy that that not happened. Because after this near-death experience, my life changed 100 degrees. Not that I was really an extreme sinful person, but at least from that moment I was looking for God. And that was beneficial for me. Because I had seen something that death was not existing. Even when I was dead, I could see everything. I could see everything, what they did with my body, and I didn't like it. But I was thinking, you see, I'm not going to die. That was such a deep realization. And from that moment I was thinking, but now I have to know what I have to do and why I am in this world. And where I'm going after. I want to know everything now. And then still, you meet so many people who tell you to know everything about you. But you have to find your way, and slowly by slowly, when you are really sincere, then you are coming in contact with Krishna consciousness. And finally, I got in contact with the devotees, and I bought a whole pile of books, and I start immediately from day one, I can say. And actually, that was a blessing. This then, when we can see, of the moment that we come in contact with God or with Krishna consciousness, our life is changing so much. When I look back from 25 years ago, where I start Krishna consciousness, and now it's changing a lot. I was never traveling in my life. I was a household lady, had children and a husband. But when I came in contact with Krishna consciousness, I start traveling all over the world, and went to India, I think, 15 times. I could never have dreamed to go there. But I went there. I went to the Kumbh Mela. Millions and millions of people who are looking for the truth and for God, and to take a bath in the holy river, and to be with so many people looking for the truth in their life and the goal in their life. That was extraordinary, amazing, this experience. And okay, in Krishna consciousness we just continue and we just serving, and we definitely serve the devotees, because that is the way how we make spiritual progress. When we serve the devotees, when we are kind to them, when we help them when it is necessary, and that is important for our spiritual life. And to go to the Srimad Bhagavatam class or go to the Bhagavad Gita class, we make slowly by slowly some progress. And on the time of that, when that is approaching us, then maybe Krishna is very merciful and let us remember him on the time of that. Today one man was asking what happened on the time of that when a devotee leaves the body. And I said, when we have a deathbed, the death is approaching first your feet. Actually, death makes obeisances on your feet. Because when you die, your feet die first. Because the blood is not going down anymore. And slowly by slowly, death is coming higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. You cannot move your arms anymore. You cannot communicate anymore. Your lips are not moving anymore. That is approaching more and more. But there is one thing. The ears. They stay alert. They hear everything. Because when you are with a person who is dying, chant Hare Krishna, or read from the Bible, or sing something nicely for them. Because when the whole body is not cooperating with you anymore on the time of death, your ears are still okay. I had experience when my husband passed away. He could chant and chant and chant for 15 hours before he passed away. And on the last moment, with the last prana is Adam, is done. He was saying Rama. And that was how he left his body. Because Krishna was very merciful. He was practicing Krishna consciousness for a few years. Only 6 years. But Krishna was so pleased with him. The way how he was serving the devotees. And how he was in his humble way. He used to please the devotees and do service. And on the time of that, Krishna was there with him. And he let him be. The devotees were around him. He had a beautiful garland from Radha Gopinath, tulsi leaves in his mouth. And with the last prana, Ra. And Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, who on the moment of death thinks on me will definitely come to me. He promised. He promised that. And that we have to practice. And that's why we all here in Krishna consciousness, and especially on Radha Desh with so many nice devotees, I hope when I have to leave the body that I'm here and that you are all there and that you're loudly chanting for me because that is what I need on the last moment. Because we only get that when we deserve it, when Krishna allows it, and when Krishna is pleased with our service, he will make sure that everything will be arranged, that some devotees be around with you and can chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because that can save us for another birth. Go in another womb. And again, we have to start a new life. I was just looking in a little program on the computer. There is a school, and there were, in one class, there were, I think, from a group of 50, it was a big group, and there is a high class on the HAVO, And they were doing a kind of test, and they were asking different questions on different scholars. And they were asking also on the group of who of the group, of the boys or the girls, had sometimes thoughts to suicide themselves. And I was surprised that I think maybe 16 from the whole class was going to another side of the room and show themselves, and very timid were showing themselves that they had these thoughts. And I was thinking that is for the devotee important to know, that many people in this material world walking around because they don't want to be in this world. And that's not only that this program what we saw. People who are using drugs or are addicted to alcohol or addicted to all kinds of other things, they are also not happy in this world. And they are actually, without knowing, killing themselves. They don't know how to do it resolute. They do it slowly by using drugs or being addicted to alcohol. And we have to know as devotees that so many people are walking around in this world who don't want to be here. And that's for the devotee a nice opportunity to explain to them that we are not for nothing in this material world. We have a goal. And we can give that goal to them, because we have received it from Srila Prabhupada and from Krishna. And other people can have the same goal. But Krishna has a purpose with all of us, with everybody. But it is up to us if we want to receive that. And for that we have to be extremely grateful. When we receive it, we have to treasure it. And we have to not keep it for ourselves. We have to share it with others. When I was visiting the prison houses and corresponding with people, they are so desperate there in the prison house. Prabhu went with me. They don't know actually what is the purpose of life. And when we are giving them some little information about Krishna consciousness, that can change their life. Not always, but sometimes that will change their life. And that's why we are going on. Because we are not attached to the result, but we are doing it without getting any benefit personal. We give, because it don't belong to us. We have to share it with others. And that is what I try to do. And I hope that you are also a little bit inspired, that you are giving your Krishna consciousness to people who want to hear or who are slightly interested. That will be already very nice. Then they don't have to take birth in another 8,400,000 species of life. Because it is an endless story. And for us, it can be the end. Prabhupada said, when we are chanting Hare Krishna and we follow the rules and regulations, we can do it in one lifetime. One lifetime, this lifetime. And when we are trying to give this life to Krishna, you are not a loser. You will also extremely benefit from it. Extremely benefit. Okay, I will stop here. Oh, la la. Normally we stop at 8 o'clock or something. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, sorry. Has somebody maybe a question or a comment? The purport? Yeah. fully understand the sacrifices. Can you show me where it is? The Vedic literature, different positions. Oh yeah. Describe the Vedic sacrifices process. On the sacrificial altar, five kinds of offerings are made, and the five kinds are fire. The five kinds of fire are conceived of as the heavenly planets, clouds, the earth, man and woman, and the five kinds of sacrifice offering are fading and joy, or on the moon, rain. I not really understand it either, Prabhu. It's a little bit too difficult for me. That's why I couldn't speak about that, because, yeah, maybe somebody else knows, can say. Madhukapa, can you say something? This sacrifices, these five kinds of sacrifices. That's too complicated for me. Yeah, that is explained by Srila Prabhupada, how that goes, eh? How that goes in the process of the sacrifice, yeah. He said it's coming into the earth through the rain, and then the rain is taking on the grains, let the grains growing. The man is eating the grains, and by eating the grains, he gets semen, and that is necessary to have another child. And the semen is bringing the soul in the womb. That's what I understood from this. Someone else want to? You have something more? No? In the cloud, and it's coming to the cloud, and the cloud is bringing it down. Yeah, that's what Prabhupada said. Yeah, this is how Prabhupada is explained here. Yeah. 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 Okay, let's put some light. Ring me. The senses are... Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's coming from here. And then touch. You don't feel your legs anymore. And you don't move your arms anymore. It starts first by the gross sense, the limbs. And then it comes higher and higher, and then you can hardly breathe. And then you cannot speak anymore. You know, there comes a time that you cannot produce words anymore. I saw it in front of my eyes. When I asked my husband a few questions before he passed away, he couldn't answer anymore. Eh? Because then it is going higher and higher. But the ears are still intact. You know? And when God is creating this world, everything comes by sound. And it is the sound what Krishna is taking away on the last moment. You know? And that's actually how it. But when you are leaving your body abrupt by an accident, of by in you drown in the river, then it happens sometimes that the soul not even know that he is dead, and then he is hanging around for some while by the body, because one of the sannyasis was giving that experience. I don't remember who that was. He had a very severe accident a few years ago. And he was out of his body, and he saw his body lying on the road. And then he heard the voice of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, "I told you to chant." And then he was shocked. In that moment, he was back in the body, and he was chanting. But when he was explaining to the devotees, he said, "I had that experience that I was out of my body with such a shock that I was looking and then what happened? What is this?" Then and there are two. You think, my body is there and my soul is hanging here, you know? That's a really strange situation. Can you imagine? And then Prabhupada's voice was telling him, "I told you to chant Hare Krishna." And then he was shocked and he dove again in the body. And he was chanting. Prabhupada saved him. He's still alive. But when we have a dead bed, that everything goes slow, you know, then the dead is coming on your feet. First you don't feel your feet anymore. Your toes, you cannot move anymore. And slowly by slowly, it's coming up. And the soul can go out here when you chant Hare Krishna on the time of death, or via the last part of your body, by stool, by urine, or by semen. And then you have to take birth again. When the soul goes out down, then you have to take birth again. But when you are clean there, and you can say God's name, then the soul goes out here. And then you never come back. Finished. Finally. Finally. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry that it took so long, eh? Thank you.
Aduh.